理课堂听 class.com。
Mount Sinai. The people of Israel were finally nearing the Promised Land. They began to settle and make camps for themselves. Eventually, arguments began to break out among the people. No matter how small the disagreement, the people hurried to Moses for help. Moses grew tired of listening to the people day after day. One evening, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, arrived with his wife and sons to visit Moses. He saw all the troubles Moses was having to deal with and suggested that Moses pick leaders from among the people to handle the everyday problems.
"If a really big problem comes up, then they can call on you," Jethro said.
Moses liked the idea, so he appointed some helpers. It was a good thing, too, because God would soon call Moses to do some very important work for him. The group set up camp below Mount Sinai. This mountain reached so high in the sky that a cloud hung around the top of it. God called to Moses from that mountain with a message to tell the people of Israel.
"Tell my people that I have brought them out of Egypt because I love them," God said. "I have taken care of them. But now it is time for them to obey me. I will tell them some special rules they will have to follow. If they will obey, they will be my most treasured people on earth."
Commandments from God. Moses told the people they should be ready for God's call. They followed Moses to the foot of Mount Sinai. He told them to stay there and listen for the sound of a trumpet. Then Moses went up the mountain. There, God gave him the Ten Commandments for the people to follow. Because God made the earth and the people on it, God knew what would really make them happy. 1.
I am your God, and you must not worship other gods.
2. Don't make up any idols or images to worship or serve. 3.
Never take God's name in vain.
4.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy.
5.
We must obey and respect our father and our mother.
6.
We must not kill one another.
7.
We must not commit adultery.
8.
We must not steal from one another.
9.
We must not tell lies about each other.
10.
We must not want something that belongs to someone else.
God gave Moses 2 stone tablets that had his commandments carved in them. Moses kept these as reminders of God's laws for his people. The 10 commandments were God's most important instructions to the people. There were many rules to help guide the Israelites in their daily lives. God called Moses to Mount Sinai again to hear the covenant made many hundreds of years ago with Abraham. God had done all the things he told Moses he would do. Now he wanted to make a covenant with the people of Israel. Moses stayed on the mountain for 40 days and nights, copying down what God told him. He read to the people all the commandments God wished them to keep.
"If you will keep these laws," Moses told them, "God has promised that you will be a special people."
The people said that they would obey God, so Moses built a big altar and sacrificed some of the animals. Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people to remind them of their covenant with God. A tent for worship. During the long years that Moses and his people had been on the road, they had stopped occasionally to build an altar to give special thanks to God. But they had no building or set place in which to worship. God told Moses that it was time for the Israelites to build a tent to serve as a place of worship. They would call it a tabernacle. It would be easy to take apart and put back together so they could take it with them on their journey. God described exactly how the tent was to be built and what would go inside it. Many materials were needed to create the tent. When the people found out what Moses wanted them to build, they gladly donated the wood and cloth and precious metals that the Egyptians had given them. The inside would have beautiful curtains. Behind one set of curtains would be a special chest of gold and wood called the mercy seat. Aaron was to be the leader of the worship services. He and his sons would have special clothes to show they were priests. They would make offerings on the altar to show the people's love and obedience for the Lord. The Golden Calf. Moses had patiently written down everything God had told him. Now it was time for him to take the 2 stone tablets and return to camp. He believed the people would be eager to hear about all the wonderful things God had told him. Moses had been gone a long time, though. The people had become very restless. One day they had complained to Aaron about having to stay in one place for so long.
"We have not seen Moses for weeks," they said. "Make us a god who can finish leading us on this journey."
Aaron told them to bring their wives and daughters golden earrings to him. He melted them down and molded a golden calf. Then he built an altar in front of it. The next morning, the people brought offerings to their new god. They brought out food and drink, and Aaron proclaimed it a feast to the Lord. God could see and hear everything that was happening. He became very angry and told Moses he would destroy the people for breaking his commandment. Moses begged him to forgive the people of Israel. Then he went down the mountain to find out what was going on. When Moses saw the people drunk and dancing before the golden statue, he threw down the 2 tablets God had given him, and they broke into pieces. He ordered them to grind up the idol, and he made them swallow the dust. A New Covenant. Moses went back to beg God to forgive the Israelites for worshiping the golden calf.
"Those who have sinned will be punished," God said.
Moses offered to take all the sins of the people on himself. God saw that Moses was very sincere about helping his people. Moses went back to camp and set up the tabernacle. The people watched him go inside. They saw the cloud from the top of Mount Sinai come down and lie in front of the tabernacle tent. The people were much afraid because they knew that God was present in the cloud. Moses said to God,
"How can we go on with this journey if you will not go with us? No one will believe we are your special people."
"I will go with you as you ask," God said to him. "You have been a faithful servant."
So Moses carved out 2 new tablets of stone and took them back to Mount Sinai. There, God replaced the 2 tablets he had broken. Moses stayed with God on the mountain for 40 days and nights. When he came down again, Moses' face was shining with light. He and all the people of Israel were very thankful that God had given them another chance.